Chapter 36. A full-scale council was in progress at Cavern Hall. Winifred the Otter winced as Sister May applied poultices and herbs to her deeply scratched back.
Ah, go easy, Sister. That's the only back I've got. Ouch!
Sister May went about her task, ignoring the protests.
Hold still, you silly Otter. You were told not to cross Grey Hall, but you would not listen. Stop wriggling while I attend to this scratch on your ear.
Ow! What are you trying to do? Pull me lug off. That ear's got to last me the rest of my life, you know.
Constance pointed to Winifred.
As you can all see, she was injured merely trying to cross Great Hall. You must stay down here. I and Beaconis birds are waiting in the galleries. And if one of us so much as shows a whisker outside Cavern Hole, he or she will be slain. Winifred was lucky. She was swift enough to get away. Under no circumstances must you try to leave here. Besides, where would you go?
Well, I, for one, would go to my little gatehouse cottage.
Cornflower answered.
Or I might gather fresh fruit and vegetables and water. It seems to me we're letting this Ironbeak have it all his own way.
There were shouts of agreement. The abbot called for order.
Please, our first concern is the safety of every creature here. We must stay where it is safe. There are plenty of stores. The cupboards and larders are well stocked, there is ample food in the kitchens, and we have the entire stock of the wine cellar available. I have spoken to Brother Trug, and the only shortage will be fresh water. It must be used only for drinking. Bathing, washing, and other uses are forbidden.
There was a lusty cheer from Rollo, and some of the young ones camped beneath the table.
I'm glad someone approves.
Constance smiled.
Well, if that's all, we just have to put up with the situation for a while.
Put up with the situation, indeed!
John Churchmouse snorted indignantly. Cornflower laughed aloud.
Oh, John, you sounded just like my Matthias then.
At the mention of the warrior's name, a silence fell.
I do hope our young ones are safe.
Mrs. Churchmouse fretted.
When I think of my Tim and Tess and Sam Squirrel and Matty Mayo and Cynthia, where they may be now, or what those villains may do to them. Oh, I do hope Matthias brings them back safe to us.
She broke down in tears.
There, there, my dear,
John said, patting her gently.
Don't you cry. They'll be all right.
Baby Rollo began patting her skirt from underneath the table, clucking in an imitation of John Churchmouse.
There, there, me dear. Don't you cry. Be all right.
Every creature laughed, and even Mrs. Churchmouse managed a smile through her tears. Ambrose Spike lifted Rollo up onto the table.
That's the stuff, old Rollo. You get all these wet blankets cheerful again. Right, what's next, you little ruffian, eh?
The tiny bank vole wrinkled his nose, uttering a single word.
Plans?
The hedgehog shook his head in admiration.
There you are, out of the mouths of baby beasts and innocent creatures. Plans! That's what Matthias would have said if he were here. Stiffen me, Spikes. He would want us moping and crying.
Cornflower stamped her paw down hard.
You're right, Ambrose. Let's get our thinking caps on. That's if we ever want to walk freely around our own abbey and pick our own fruit from our own orchard, or even just sit on the walls in peace and watch the sunrise over Redwall. I say, let's not be beaten by a flock of birds.
Constance touched a paw to her snout.
Shh! Let's do it quietly. You never know who may be listening.
While the badger was speaking, Winifred the Otter crept to the foot of the stairs that separated Cavern Hall from Great Hall. Picking up a small turnip that baby Rollo had been playing with, tip-pawing halfway up the stairs, she paused a moment, then flung the turnip as hard as she could. Bonk! There was a hollow noise of turnip striking beak, followed by a loud squawking caw. Winifred nodded with satisfaction.
Good shot. Let him go and tell old Iron Trousers about that.
If we are making plans, has any creature got a suggestion?
The abbot asked, keeping his voice low.
Oh, I have. If you can't cross Grenhall or go out abbey,
why don't me and my moles tunnel out?
There was no doubting Formal's logic, as Constance was first to agree.
Splendid idea. There's no telling what we could do if we could tunnel out without Ironbeard knowing. However, I was thinking of what he said last night. If he means to conquer Redwall, he must attack us down here sooner or later. It will become fairly obvious to him that we have some food to keep us going. So, in the event of not being able to starve us out, he'll attack Cavern Hole. I think we should barricade the stairs to keep them out.
There was unanimous agreement for the tunnel and the barricade, and the busy Redwallers set about their tasks with a will.